a 1, and a 2, and a 3. Welcome to Dustpan. It's Thursday evening on June the 19th, 2014. With me, as always, is Dusty Ash. How's it going, Dusty?
Love to be here. Love to be here. Really good, man. Right. Here.
And our guest for the evening is Mr. Zachary K. Hubbard from freetofindtruth.blogspot.ca. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. I was going to say com, but I think it's .ca.
Well, for you, it's .ca. Down here, it's .com. It just depends on where you are.
Oh, is it change? Oh, okay. It depends where you are. Awesome. All right. Sorry, I'll just turn that down a bit there. Have you ever heard a band called Nine Below Zero, Zach?
I have not.
Oh, that's them playing there. I thought I'd try and find a song that has some numbers in it. It's called 11 plus 11.
Yeah, you did a good job. I was listening to it. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, 11 plus 11, more to do since I was 7. And it's from their album Third Degree. Huh. And the band is called Nine Below Zero.
Interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
It's kind of like a punk kind of punk song, eh?
Yeah, and as a little shout out to Rick Mayle, who passed away allegedly not too long ago. They were the first band to play on his show with that song on the Young Ones back in 1982, so.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that. So, Zach, what's new in the world of numbers?
You know, I just made another discovery about 9/11 tonight, just what I was telling you about before we got on the radio.
Right.
Today's headline says a person survived a fall of 3,330 feet, and just in the process of looking for more information on that story, came across headlines that date back to 1972 when a woman fell 33,330 feet and survived. And she's the Guinness Book of World Records holder for this free fall to survive. And the media headlines from that show her standing in front of a JAI Airlines, which is the plane that exploded at that altitude from a terrorist bomb. And in numerology, the lettering of JAI is 119, the reverse of 9/11. So, pretty interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, how did she survive? Does it even matter?
Well, I put the Wikipedia article in there. It just essentially, she was in the right place, and it was a miracle, essentially.
All that. So all these numbers and all these stories, are you of the opinion that they're all faked and that's how any of this can even be possible?
Well, at least in stories like this, yeah, very much so. And I think it's also pre-programming for 9/11. I mean, most people aren't looking at the letters JAI and thinking 11/9, but that's really what they are in the eyes of certain people. And then you combine it with 33,000 years and, or the, excuse me, feet.
Feet,
and
yep.
You just see how that reflects with the actual event.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So you're okay, but as far as all these numbers, you're of the opinion that are they just trying to send messages to each other, or so why the numbers basically? Why are they doing this to us? Or are they even doing this to us? They
hope we're not going to notice. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, this is coming from secret societies, elites, and I'm just picking up on the clues that are there and trying to piece it together. I mean, I've come up with some theories. I don't know if you're aware, but cut me off, please, if you are aware. But 33 years before September 11th, 2001 was the year 1968, and in that year, 911 was made the national emergency dialing code. World Trade Center construction began, and George W. Bush graduated from Yale and Skull and Bones. That's also the year that Ford's Theater, where Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, was reopened for the very first time since it was closed after his assassination. And that's the year MLK was assassinated, RFK, lots of assassinations in the world that year. And then 33 years later is this, you know, 9/11, 2001 event. What it might go back to is what we were speaking about yesterday on the phone. There's this system out there called the Coptic calendar, and on that calendar, where this calendar comes from also, is ancient Egypt. So this is the old world calendar. And certain sects of Christianity and other faiths out there still go by the Coptic calendar. But New Year's Day on the Coptic calendar at this time in history is September 11th. So September 11th, 2001 was the new year for the new millennium in the Coptic system. And like we were talking about yesterday, it shows just how the numbers are part of it. It's not the whole thing. It's intertwined. It's also in the language. There was the group that became key members of the Bush administration from the 90s predating 9/11. And they called themselves the Project for a New American Century, that phrase, New American Century. And in their literature that they put out, they called for a new Pearl Harbor-like event so that they could push forward a new foreign and domestic policy that is supposedly what was needed for the nation at the time. And then you just look at how all this lines up with September 11, 2001 being the new year for the new millennium on this Coptic calendar. The connection's gone forever. I mean, it's a ball of yarn that I'm unwinding.
Right.
But it seems to trace back to the founding of the country and even before that. So I guess that what's important about the numbers is it just kind of shows the structure for how maybe they orchestrate the events that keep us on the path that we're on. What you guys refer to as the fakeology. It's maybe how the fakeology yeah. narrative is orchestrated.
Mm-hmm. So as far as, like events happening, they can pre-plan events and get them ready. When it comes to birthdays, do you agree then that that's obviously not true when that person was born? Say George Bush was born on this day, it lines up with that.
Sure. So
how can it be that he actually...
Right? July 6, 1946, you have that 7 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 6, it sums to 33. I don't know if that's faked or if that's legit. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if they fudged the numbers so that they got these special alignments, because it seems like a lot of elites have these numbers. They like 33, 26.
Right. And then when it comes to their names themselves, the names that add up to 33, like, I guess if they're in the club, they just name their sons and daughters things that add up to 33 or...
Well, check this out. So Bill Clinton, I'm sure you're familiar with Bill Clinton. Maybe you're not aware that he was born Bill Blythe. He wasn't born with the last name Clinton.
Huh.
Did you know this?
I've never heard that, no.
Oh, you can read the story on my blog. His father was a very wealthy businessman in Arkansas, and when he was traveling back, I wish I had the date in front of me, when he was traveling back from Chicago back to his home in Arkansas, he was found murdered on the side of the road, and the numerology of that date is 33. Some years later, his mother went on to marry another man who had the last name Clinton, and the name Clinton in numerology adds up to 33. Plus, it just has those beginning letters of CL, and the three letters in the alphabet with the Pythagorean method that reduce to three are C because it's the third letter, L because it's the 12th letter, so 1 plus 2 equals 3, and U, which is the 21st letter, 2 plus 1 equals 3.
Right.
So
see, how can that be just a random set of circumstances? Like, it's just... Do you catch my drift? Like, how can that just be the way things are, randomly?
Well, to me, it doesn't seem that it can be random. Some people think it is, that it's all just random and coincidence, but to me, it goes to something deeper. So it made me look into the name Clinton. I wanted to know where that name came from, and it turns out that the Clintons were the first governors of New York, and New York is this city that was originally established on February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year, and York alone is one of these words that has 33 numerology. And
amazing.
It just can't all be a coincidence.
Right. What do you think of all that, Dusty? Are you a coincidence guy?
Yes and no. Don't know. I think all this stuff is really fascinating, though. It's I think it's great that, you know, you're taking on different angles of, you know, figuring out, especially when you go back in history, the 33 years ago and stuff, like when you're going back in time.
Yeah, so 1968, that seems, yeah, a lot of things happened that year just because 2001 was 33 years away. Do you figure that was the big push forward, Zach?
Well, Stanley Kubrick's Space Odyssey 2001 right. released that year. So did Planet of the Apes. Popular literature. So, yeah, I think it is all orchestrated and on a timeline, and that's why things come out when they do.
And do you take so what's the power of the nine? I thought I saw in your writing somewhere that nine is the numbers 1 through 9 were the number of man or mankind.
Right.
10 is the God number, and 11 is Satan.
Right.
So they, of course, I've heard that before. Yeah, 9, 10, 11. The 9, 11 is the skipping over 10. It's the
sure. So
I can explain
how that kind of works in numerology, how this all came to be, because there is actually, it's not just arbitrary. So if you sum 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 + 5 + 6 + 7 + 8 + 9 + 10, and you stop right there, if you sum all that, it equals the number 55, which in this numerology, this system, it goes back years. 55 is supposed to be the God number, because in numerology, 55 is 5 + 5, which reduces to 10. So it's like saying that this, because this isn't true of any other number. So it's to say that the sum of 1 through 9 plus 10 is a reflection of itself. And kind of like to put that in more of a spiritual way, it's like God is a reflection of itself and all of its creation. So that's how it came to be, that 10 was the God number and so on. Mm. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah. So you add them all together. And then...
Sure. So in English, these words all add up to 55. Sky, cloud, and heaven. And you think 55 being the God number in numerology, the word God would add up to 55, but it doesn't. But ironically, or maybe not, the word Satan adds up to 55.
Right.
So also, there is something interesting. In Gematria, however you want to pronounce it, there's rules in that if you go learn about it, and in that code, in that system, the number that's supposed to represent God is 26. And I don't know what the foundational reason of that is, but in English, the word God consists of three letters, the 7th, the 15th, and the 4th. You sum that together, it adds up to 26. So God in English adds up to 26, that this old code of Gematria that goes back way before English is supposed to represent that number. So to me, that's interesting. And then, you know, on the United States dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." And I've always thought that was curious, because why would that be posted on the currency of all places? It's not allowed to be posted in a lot of places, but for whatever reason, it can be on the money. So the other method of reducing numbers is where you reduce them to a single digit first, and then you sum them. So if you take the word dollar, where this is posted, or "In God we trust," it becomes 4 + 6 + 3 + 3 + 1 + 9, and I don't know if anyone can follow that, but if you add that together, it adds up to 26 also.
Sorry, God and dollar are the same?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry?
No, you're saying that the word God and the word dollar are the same numerical value? Is that what
you're saying?
Yes, they
equal 26.
Okay.
And if you do faith and hope with the Pythagorean method, where you reduce them to single letters, those words also equal 26. The word royal equals 26. There's quite a few of these words. Just if you do faith and hope with the larger method, it yields the value 44. And when you think of Barack Obama, he ran on that poster, or that he has, there's that famous likeness of him with the red and blue image with the word hope. So think about this. Obama's the 44th president, and this word hope equals 44.
Right. So they know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like a big joke. It's a big joke. I've been seeing that way before I saw the numbers. In 2008, I was trying to tell everybody what Obama was about, because back then I didn't pay attention to numbers. I just paid attention to voting records. And Obama, as a senator and as a congressman, was pretty much a party liner for the Bush administration. You could see that if he was to be the next president, he would just be a continuation of the system that was already in place. I don't know how people had trouble seeing that, because to me it was as clear as day. I mean, there wasn't exactly any evidence that he would be anything else.
Oh, man.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. You sound better now.
Yeah, well, what I did, I don't know. I sorry to interrupt for a sec, but I just went on the Skype and I just changed my
change
sound
your inputs
settings
back. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I just went into audio settings. I no just worries. Put it back to Logitech. But I don't know. I think I might be still recording it.
Yeah, just leave it running.
Yeah,
sorry,
still
folks.
Might be okay.
Hey, by the way, I found, actually, do you use a calculator at all, Zachary? I know you.
I just do it in my head because I have it
in your head, right? Yeah, because I was listening back to Ab's show and he actually had a website that he put the words in and it spit them all out. I found another one, but you have to click between them. Do you know of a good one you can go on and it'll spit out all the numbers, like all the different ways of calculating?
No, and I should be doing more of that, because there's connections between the numbers that I see sometimes when I use those calculators, and I haven't learned what those relationships are, so. I'd like to meet somebody that's an expert in this, that just knows a lot about it. And I don't use one of those calculators, so I can't recommend.
Right.
Sorry.
And are you familiar with the other types of numerology as well? I've seen some that add the numbers up into, like, Z equals somewhere around 500 or 800. Like, very
right.
large
those are
numbers.
Some of the older
yeah.
systems where the letters have way bigger values, and I don't know how all that works. I haven't learned about that.
Okay, I was just wondering how, if you take one, does it add up something in this number way of adding, and then this one's different, and I even thought about like Roman numerals, right? Because you got the letters there, and then
sure.
like I took like 1984, which is MCM, oh gosh, XLV, I can't remember.
Well. With regards to 1984, I'm convinced that book was the playbook for what they were going to do to us, essentially, and I'm pretty sure we live in that world right now. Of course, it's a little bit different, but essentially they've reached the same means. I mean, the book's right. about a population of people who live in a nation that it's a war all over the place, and the people don't have a clue really what the wars are about, and that's mm-hmm. exactly where we live today.
Yeah.
And the main character in that book, his name is Winston, like Winston Churchill, which is a 33 name.
Yes, that's right.
And also 84, I think that number 84, United States of America, when you break it down, sum it all up, it adds up to 84. Obama's birthday is August 4th, 84. This year, 84, August 4th, falls on the 9th of Av, which is the Jewish holiday remembering the tragedies, the destruction of their temples, and other unfortunate events, at least as it's recorded in history.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't, I think that book title was I think that title was a warning.
Right. Do you think anything actually happened in 1984 that was significant to that book, or only looking back do we notice?
Oh, I'm sure all sorts. You know, this is why I need to organize my blog, because as I do this research, I cross 1984 for origin dates for a lot of things. I go, oh, look at this. This is probably part of the 1984 agenda. But off the top of my head right now, I can't even tell you. But I know if I go through my blog, there's 20 things there that started in 1984 that are really curious.
Right.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, well,
so that whole George Orwell thing was just all designed to be placed there to make us think that it was this guy that, how did he know all this stuff? But really, it was, they did know all along, and they just...
Right. So, they made it happen. And think about that name, George. I mean, it's all, the elites use it all the time. Look at the Bush family. How many of their family members are named George? So I did some research on the name George. The name George in numerology breaks down to 39 with the Pythagorean method, which is the number of signers on the Declaration of Independence. New York in total sum can equal 39, where the UN's located, of 39 floors.
Right.
And this name George originates from Norway. Norway is one of 8 nations with a 33 name in the world. And it comes from the Norwegian name Jorgen, and Jorgen equates to 33. So I think there's a relationship there between 39 and 33.
Mm. Wow, I
can't tell you exactly what the relationship means. I just see it coming up almost as a pair very often in the way these things are coded.
Mm-hmm.
Have you calculated what Slarty Bartfast equals in numerology?
No, I have not. If you guys write that one down, though, I'll do it after the show.
Have you heard of him? Are you familiar with more Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy stuff other than the 42 itself?
Oh, you know, I don't know that much about it. When I did the Ab Show, somebody came on and asked me what I knew about the number 42, and at the time I didn't know anything. So
that was probably me. I was asking in the chat. I think he brought it up, yeah. Or maybe it was Rollo anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of things with... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to ask Zach. We can get into this later, but another topic for later discussion, but... Have you got into? Did you get a chance to see that Appledore?
Oh, the Appledore. What was it called? The
Rituals. 9/11
Rituals. Yeah.
I have not checked that out yet. That's something I need to see.
Yeah, it's really a lot of numbers and stuff on that.
Appledore.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
Like
Appledore 9/11 Ritual. 9/11 Rituals. It's in 32 like 10-minute parts.
Okay.
It's quite good. I only ever got about halfway through them all, but
yeah,
there's enough. Yeah, that's what really opened my eyes to all these numbers and you know, Flight 77, all the flight numbers add up to this and
yeah.
Well, you know, the Flight 77 thing is so comical because the Pentagon is 77 feet tall and it's located on the 77th meridian,
right?
Which is considered the American meridian.
Isn't that something, eh?
So what do you think about the
93? So that number 93, and also in the World Trade Center history, is there with the 93 World Trade Center bombing. And Aleister Crowley, he put out this book about the religion of Thelema, which he claimed many elites practiced. And in that book, 93 was the most important number they worshipped. And it has relationships with these other numbers, too. And I've never taken the time to read that book, and it's something I should because I'd probably learn a lot. But just it, knowing that it exists and that these claims have been made and seeing how it syncs up with real life events that have happened since, it's easy to believe that it is true.
Yes. Yeah.
And 39 and 93, like, it seems the numbers, pardon me, are always interchangeable from front to back.
Right.
It's just that simple, eh?
Sure, and in both those numbers, 93 and 39 in numerology, both reduced to 12 and then 3. Can you guys see that? How that works? 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3.
Yeah. Just keep going down, down.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wasn't there a movie called 39 Steps?
Oh, there's so much stuff in movies. It's bad. The movies are just full of it.
Right.
Right.
Same with television.
Oh, yeah. What
do you think of the
right
number?
Now, there's a guy on CNN, Leonard something or other. I had to look up his bio because the name Leonard is 33. Supposedly today there's an anthrax scare in Atlanta, Georgia, which is located on the 33rd parallel. That abbreviation they use for it, ATL, that's 1 plus 20 plus 12. It adds up to 33. They have this guy on TV named Leonard. He's older, and he's saying what to do if there's an anthrax scare near you, how you're supposed to respond to it, and what the signs are. I'm thinking, look at this. Here's Mr. 33 telling me how to respond to anthrax. Like, I need to know this. So then I go look up his biography, and of course he's born in the year 1933. It's just, I think these people are constantly put in front of our eyes, and they're trained to do what they do, and it's how the the ongoing fakeology, the lie, the deception is maintained because essentially almost all the people we're seeing on the television screens are part of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a fascinating.
Mm-hmm. What does Leonard equal?
Leonard equals 33. That was my first clue.
Oh, okay,
Leonard,
yeah.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, there's a character on this television program called Community. There's this old guy in the school. He's sort of a know-it-all. He seems to say all the cool things the young guys are saying and whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And at the end of one of the episodes, he has an online sort of help information website, like on YouTube. Like he explains, like, oh, this is this. He does reviews. So do you think that word Leonard is more than 33? It means telling you what to do or helping you or... Is there something more specific to these names?
Where is this number 33 coming from?
Well, besides 33, like is the word Leonard, is it significant to a certain aspect of life, maybe?
It could be. Maybe it comes from Leo, the constellation.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's all very interesting. Who knows?
Yeah.
And back to 9/11, if you don't mind for a sec. The building's falling in 9 and 11 seconds.
Right.
You've written about that.
Right.
Do you still believe, I know you've talked about the nukes in the past, that right. they managed to make them actually blow up and fall down in those two specified time frames?
I have to imagine that if this is the truth, if they really did fall in 9/11 seconds as reported, I have to suspect that, yeah, they did engineer it that well. I mean, I know that there's very intelligent people out there with incredible skills, crazy. So it could be done.
Right. Yeah, we're trying to push you into the fakery angle. You got to look at it from a fakeologist's point of view.
If at all, indeed.
Did they just want to put the numbers in front of us?
Yeah.
Well, not just the numbers. Like, how can you physically make certain events happen in exact time frames? Like, if you got it wrong, you would ruin that one aspect. You know, the buildings fell down in 12 and 14 seconds. That would be spoiled.
Yeah.
Sure, but I guess just either I don't exactly know what to think of it. I try to see the overall thing of what's going on and not get too focused on every detail.
Right.
But you guys really do have me thinking about just how much is faked, and it would make sense that they would report it that way just for the same pattern that I see in everything else. So yeah, I do see your perspective.
Yeah, it's just so much logical to fake something right. that huge, right? Because it's just so hard to screw up something, and you know, so it makes
so
sense.
Easy to screw up something. Yeah, you can get
yeah,
it.
It's so easy to
wrong
screw it up
very easily. Yeah, I even looked up the word fakery equals 66.
Wow. I can think about it if it does.
Wow.
Yeah. Not fake.
Yeah, it does. I just did it in my head. It adds up to 66.
No, you did it that fast. The human calculator.
Fakery equals 66. You're right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's funny. And when you reduce the numbers, you got the numbers A through, is it I? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. J through S?
So, yeah, if you just make some indexes in your head to know where your points are, if that's what you're saying, that's exactly what I do. But now I've done it so many times that it's just in there. I can see these letters the numbers.
Okay. How come there's no... Why didn't they make 27 letters in the alphabet? Why'd they stop at
so
the 8?
So, back to that number 26, which comes from this Gematria, it's the god number, and when you think about who we learn about gods from the old world, we learn about Zeus, which begins with Z, the 26th letter. And the thing about the word god and Zeus is when you use the Pythagorean method to decode both those words, it equals 17 instead of 26 for both god and Zeus. And 17's a prime number. I think there's something about prime numbers that they like. And I think maybe that's why there are 26 letters. And it almost seems like a cruel joke looking back, because here, when you start in kindergarten, what we have in the United States is our first entry into the school system, the first thing you learn is the alphabetic order. And the word order equals 33. And it just makes you think, why was it so important for us to learn the alphabetic order? Why did we need to know what sequence the letters went in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is the number one thing to learn, isn't it?
It's what you learn from the beginning. It's the foundation. And what's the phrase? It's as easy as ABC 123.
That's right.
Of course, the song that goes with it, you know, A, B, C, D, F, G.
Which is by the Jackson 5. The name Jackson adds up to 28. Add 5, what do you have?
A, B,
and the name Michael equals 33, who became the megastar of the group.
That's right.
Wow.
That is crazy.
That is, yeah. The soul.
Beyonce equals 33. Kanye West equals 33. Lady Antebellum, this is 33. There's just so many musicians that have the 33 stamp on them.
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus isn't 33, but I mean, look at who she's from. She's from her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, who was also a no talent.
Yeah.
Just like, we live in a huge world. How could those two people become mega music stars? It doesn't even make sense.
And Justin Bieber? He's.
The name Justin equals 93, like Thelema, so think Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The number that represents Satanism is 96, which is the reverse of 69. Timberlake equals 96. So they're coding these numbers into almost every single mega musician you know. Madonna equals 26.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about John? You ever heard of John Cougar Mellencamp?
Well, I have, and
right,
the,
yeah, John,
the name John equals 47, which is another number you like. Taking it back to 9/11, Building 7 was 47 floors tall, which is like the 4th of July. John Lennon, the name John Lennon equals 47 for John, and Lennon equals 74. And as a boy, he was taken from his parents and raised in this place called Blackpool, which equals 33. New Zealand. And when you look at a lot of these celebrities that have the 33 names, you see a pattern of leaving their parents at a young age or losing their parents at a young age or one parent dies at a young age. There's this ongoing pattern, just like Bill Clinton, how he lost his father.
Right.
Drew Barack Obama, but for Obama, it happened later in his life when his father died.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's some sick stuff going on behind the scenes. And a lot of
How much of it's true, we don't know. Yeah, but
there's a pattern for sure. There's a definite pattern.
Well, the reason why I brought up John Cougar Mellencamp is because they gave him that cougar name. Or he's supposedly John Mellencamp from birth, and they made him become John Cougar. So I don't know if John Cougar was meant to stick, and that equals 33 or something. And then he fought to have
his
name.
I'll look at him afterwards. I'm going to write his name down right now.
Yeah, and then he fought to have his name, and he was John Cougar Mellencamp, and then now it's just John Mellencamp. Or he was John E. Cougar to begin with, actually.
Sure. You know, a lot of these professional athletes and musicians, they change their name so it equates to 33. A perfect example is Sandy Koufax, considered one of the greatest pitchers of all time, was born Stanford Braun, and it was later in life that he took on the name Koufax, which equals 33, and he pitched only for 11 seasons, which was a pretty short career, from the years 55 to 66.
I was just reading that on your blog. Yeah, that's right.
And Sandy Koufax is one of the greatest pitchers ever. Nobody will argue that. In the NBA, the National Basketball Association, two of the greatest players considered ever in the history of the league are Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, and the sum of both their names adds up to 113, or 113, which is another one of these numbers associated with 33. And also both the names Kobe and Michael break down to 33. There's just so much more. The NBA is a 33 league through and through from the inception, and it began in the year 1947, and that's the year the first championship was. It's not just basketball. It's just that it seems that they've built this world around us, from the entertainment to the news to the politics to the voting processes to the isms to this to that. We're just living in their world that they've been building around us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they've given us all the good and all the bad and all, especially the ugly, right?
Right. And what I can't believe is, you know, where this started for me was just researching 9/11. And the first thing that really got my curiosity about 33 was how all these events happened in 1968. Once I learned that, I already knew something was wrong for years. But then once I learned that, I said, okay, something really deliberate is going on. I don't believe this is a coincidence. I believe that they were preparing us by making the 33 years before 9/11 911 the national emergency dialing code. From there, I've just done the research, and it's taken me to learning things that about like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, which has me going, what is going on in this world? Are they raising athletes somewhere and giving them these names?
Right. Is there any significance to Tiger Woods then?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is, and I think I blogged about it on my blog, and I can't even think because I just have so much stuff on there. But yeah, almost all these megastar celebrities.
Right.
And also with Tiger Woods, when people think of Tiger Woods, they think about wearing this black and red on Sundays always as a religion.
That's right. That's exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They're pushing this through him, and this is stuff from their occult religion.
Mm-hmm.
So every celebrity we know is being used and abused, and I don't know to what extent they're aware of what's being done to them. I don't know how invested they are or if they're just simply puppets, but it's obvious that it's deliberately happening.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I would like to ask Beyonce and Kanye West if they knew that their names summed to 33 and explain these things to them and see what they would say. Maybe they know. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because he's kind of out of it now, isn't he? He's fell apart. He's not, you know, it's almost like they gave him the spotlight, but now it's...
Sure, because he got right at that record point where they don't want him to pass. They don't want – I think, honestly, it comes down to race. They don't want the black man being the greatest of all time at this sport that's been dominated by, you know, white bigotry.
Jack Nicklaus.
And the other major golfer who I just blogged a lot about because he's been in the headlines is Phil Mickelson, whose sponsor is KPMG, which is one of the remaining accounting firms. I used to be an accountant. It's one of the only remaining accounting firms, even though they should have been gone with the rest because they've been guilty of all this other stuff. But if you look at the history of KPMG, it was formed by two larger firms in the past that both had 33 names.
Oh, wow.
And the abbreviation of KPMG adds up to 47. If you guys want me to explain 47, 74, and 33, how that all connects, I can. But there is an association there. And the name Mickelson also equals 47. So you have this acronym and the name matching. And then if you look at this story that's going on with Phil Mickelson and this suit, it's with Clorox. Clorox is a company name that adds up to 33.
Wow.
Also, the word company alone adds up to 33, mm-hmm. which kind of shows you where the concept came from in the first place.
Sorry, Benazir, you were going to say something, weren't you?
I can't remember now. I got a bunch of things I was going to ask. Well, how about the Fortune 500? Those companies, have you looked into the names and sort of dissected all them, all the mega players in the world?
Oh, sure. I have a lot of posts on that. The name Dow Jones adds up to 33, and Dow alone, if you saw my 42 post, maybe you already saw it, Dow alone equals 42.
Right.
There's a relationship between those two numbers.
Right. Yeah, I noticed, like, you know, speaking of the stocks and all that, it's almost like the vast majority of you and I and everyone, like, I know some people may understand it, but it's almost designed not to understand it. Like, you open up that page, the numbers are all over the
place. Yeah, it's just too much, isn't it?
It's almost designed not to even know what the hell it's going on. Like,
it's meant to deter you. It's meant to scare you. It's meant to intimidate you.
Yeah. Like,
On a related note, did you guys read my post about the most recent horse race where the Triple Crown hype was there?
Sorry, this today or when was it?
The Belmont Stakes. Did you guys follow this story?
No.
California Chrome going for the Triple Crown. It would have been the first one since the year 1978.
Oh, well, no, okay. I can't no, say no. I followed it.
No. Oh, well, here in the United States, maybe I can't blame you guys because I'm not a big horse racing fan either. But getting into this numerology thing, I just like looking at all this stuff. And this horse that was going for the Triple Crown, which is this prestigious award where you win all three of the major races in the season, which rarely happens. It's only happened 11 times in history.
Wow.
So I started just looking into it, just seeing the horses. And I was seeing all these things that were lining up for this horse named Tonalist. And it wasn't the favorite horse. The favorite horse to win was California Chrome that was going for the Triple Crown. And so I was doing this research, and what I was finding is there's all these articles out there written about how California Chrome should win the race. And all the articles were written by people who had 33 names. And you can go back and find this blog post. I have a lot of articles linked. And it's just amazing how many different publications out there have these authors with these 33 names writing all this hype. So it started making me think, like, maybe this is how they like get the psychology of all the people who gamble to put all their money on this horse. They just get all this information out there that it's a pretty sure bet. But then what I was doing was I was doing my numbers research, and I saw that only one owner of these 11 horses that will be in the race had a 33 name. And then I saw that it corresponded with this horse, Tonalist, that just had all these other factors that made me think it very well would win the race, such as it was running in the 11th gate. And the numerology of this Belmont Stakes added up to 11. And anyway, lo and behold, Tonalist won the race. And I was kicking myself because I was feeling like, man, I should have bet the house on this horse.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, I really think, like, if I've never applied this to the stock market, but I have a feeling that I have a feeling the number code is there, and you can figure out which of these companies are some of the better ones to invest in.
Right.
Very possible.
So do you think they actually do that literally to ensure the right people invest the money in the right places so that the elite stay? Well, not even the elite, but the, what do you call them, the top 1%, the rich people who are still slaves?
You know, I don't think that they would need to do that for themselves. I think they already have their tight network and they know what's going on. I think the only reason they would do that is because they're so arrogant in the same regard that they've been doing it all this time.
Right.
So then all those trade and everything is meaningless then. If everything always just falls on these magic numbers, then what's... Well, really going on is has no bearing on whatever they're calculating and showing us.
I think that is essentially it. Or rounding it off. Sure. When I moved to Seattle, I lived right next door to this bookstore, and I became friends with the bookstore owner, and he would give me these good books and tell me to read about them, and him and I would have these conversations. And I wish I knew the title of it right now, but it was an older book published even pre-World War II. But it was talking about how the market, even before then, how these people were manipulating it, and it was just essentially just a master manipulation meant to suck the money from the masses. And it showed it with the dates, and so I was clued into this stuff years ago, but it's just taken a long time to put it all together. But yes, most definitely, I think this is really what goes on with these markets, and at the end of the day, it's just a master manipulation against us like so many other things.
That's really interesting, Zach. That's really something. So there's so much literature, right?
Right, there is. There's a world of information. The truth is out there. It's just a matter of finding it.
Yeah.
It's almost like all the letters and words are blinding us to the actual numbers of, like in the Matrix, when he sees all the code, it's like, we should be looking for the numbers. Everything else is just immaterial. It's the numbers. Everything is the numbers.
Sure. Have you guys seen the movie They Live?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's how this feels to me, since figuring out the numbers, I kind of see, it's like having those glasses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Consume, yeah.
Yeah,
you see it for what it really is.
Marry, reproduce, yeah.
Yeah.
Does they live equal something?
I could do it real quick.
What I have troubles with is that, like, the whole population thing, right? Like, why are they just allowing society just to go run rampant with children and kids, and everybody's just having kids? Like, why, you know, if it's...
Well, is it, though? It sounds like it's... decreasing.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
This is how I see it, to answer that question. I just look at the way this world's built and how I was forced through it, and just like everybody else, you know, we're pushed through this education system, and by the end of it, we take these standardized exams where computers run through millions of students and see who scored out of the park. And so essentially, the bigger the pool of people you have, the more of these minds you can get that you're looking for. And I think that's really what it's all about. They just, the more to select from, the bigger the pool they have to draw from.
That's
and I think we just live in a
point.
Weed out system where most of us are looked at as cattle, essentially, or mice in a maze.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, yeah. Yeah, it's like you said, Ben, is there about the line, you know, some people get that
chance to go a little bit ahead of the slave. They get to be a gourmet slave, so to speak, if you know, if you follow me. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a higher slave. You know, they get the little bit better perks than the average vast majority of us, you know.
Zach, do you agree with the term slave, that we're in a slave world to this system?
Oh, for sure. We are slaves. I've been saying that for almost a decade now.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So you know it. Yeah, it definitely is. No doubt.
Yeah,
about it.
When I realized that I changed my life, I mean, I've honestly worked to make less money, just a balanced amount. I don't want to pay taxes. I don't want to contribute to this madness. I just want to be as at peace and as in good of a place as possible. But I recognize that I am a slave. We're all born slaves into this system. That's why we get stamped with the number from the beginning.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's, where do we go from here? That's just Jesus Christ.
Can you see a way of using these numbers to help get us out of this predicament? Is there any way we can turn it on its head? Is it just...
You know, that's what I'm after. It's not that I'm after the numbers. I'm after a way to show people... irrefutably that something is up and we need to wake up. And I don't think just the numbers alone can do it, but I think when you pair it with all the other information's out there, because what's great for me is for years I've just seen all this stuff and taken in all this information and saying, yeah, I see it that way. And now I just see how the numbers just sync up with so many of these things perfectly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's an extra layer and it shows, and it's an insight into mm-hmm. how they're orchestrating all this.
Yeah, and having said that, you probably enjoy that Appledore, because he does kind of, not just the numbers, but there are all these other significant clues that are attached to all the stories behind the stories, and, you know, so you would enjoy it, I think.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have you got the link? Do you got the...
Appledore? No, I don't have it handy, sir.
I just wrote it down, though. I'm sure I can find it.
It's there.
I can post the link. I think I still have it in here. I'll post you the link just so it's helpful.
Actually, to go back to 42, my favorite number, I was looking at a lot of the characters and stuff in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and sure. I couldn't get any to equal 33 or any number. I was adding up like Arthur Dent and stuff, and it seems like all the numbers seem to fall off by one. Like you might get a 32 or a 34 or something, like just one off of there. Like, do you think they do that deliberately too? Have a close number, or am I just digging way too deep for my own good? And it's just, you know, if it's not apparent,
you know. So here's a good point. When you look at, let's look at the numbers. Let's just look at the 30s. In Freemasonry, in Scottish Rite Freemasonry, the foundational degree is 31. It runs 31 through 33. So 31, 32, and 33. Those numbers all have significance to them. Right. Now, the number 34 is in Dante's poem, where he's talking about casting 33 songs to the clouds, 33 songs to earth, and 34 to what is below. So I think 34 might be a reference to something sinister or, you know, hell itself. Mm-hmm. In terms of other numbers, you know, that I feel like what's out there, like these occult, the people that go by this, they have books out there and guides, and you can read what all these numbers mean and their significance. And for me, essentially what I'm doing is I'm trying to reverse engineer this and figure out trying to apply meaning based on how they're coded into events. Mm-hmm. So I see also what you're seeing, and I'm not sure. Because it's a language, it seems plausible. But again, I'm not sure.
Right, yeah.
I will look at the names, though, and get back to you to see if I find anything on them.
Yeah, because you're almost like hoping for a 33 every time, and you're not going to find it. But I did add up life, the universe, and everything. That's the, you know, the slogan that equals 42.
Right.
Life is, you get a 32. Universe, I got 113. And everything, I got 133. So those are sort of, I guess... But
yeah,
more importantly,
yeah,
133
is something for sure.
Okay. But I added up life, the universe, and everything, and it equals 330. So I was like, there we go.
Exactly, man. Awesome. That's what it is. It's the practice of coding numbers into names, words, and phrases. So mm-hmm. it's a perfect example.
But I couldn't get a 42. The whole premise of everything to do with it is 42. I never found a 42. So,
well, maybe they didn't need to because it's already been said in the movie, yeah, so it's redundant.
That's right. True. It all revolves around that.
Right.
And the famous baseball player was 42. Who was that? Jackie Robertson? Or Robertson?
Yeah, he was 42. Right. Yeah, Michael Jackson has a life number of 42. To get your life number, you sum your birthday. My life number is 31 because my birthday is July 21st, 1983. So that's 7 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 3. If you do that for Michael Jackson, it's 42. Oprah Winfrey, her giant estate is on a 42-acre plot in, I think, Montecito. Whatever the name of the town is that she lives in, it has a name numerology of 42. The name Tom Cruise is 42. And also his birth last name, I can't think what it is right now. He wasn't born Tom Cruise. He has another last name. But his birth last name adds up to 42.
Right.
So that might be fake, too. His supposed...
There's a lot of it.
Sorry, his supposed real last name. Eh? They must have a phony name to begin with, and they say that was his real name, and then they give him another name. Like, you know what I mean?
To suit their needs for the
night. Well, yeah, like they must go through several names.
Right.
Right. Well, check this out. In doing the research of the 33 countries of the world, I literally broke down the name of every single country in the world, and when I did it, I found that there were 8. And all of them had really interesting stories. Like Uruguay is one of these 33 countries, and it was established by a movement called the 33 Orientals.
Wow.
The most recent 33 country came in the 90s when the USSR broke up, and I don't want to mutilate the name, but it's like Tajikistan or something. And the person who's been the president of that country since it was created – so that name of the country adds up to 33. And then the president, the person who became the president – he's still the president today. He's been the same president all this time. When he became the president, he changed his name so that it equaled 33. And you can go back and look at the old news article of why he changed his name, and he says it's about going back to the heritage of what it used to be there before it fell under the USSR, and so he's going back to his roots. But to me, I'm just grinning, saying, it doesn't look that way to me. It looks like you're down with the gang of 33. And there's just a long trail of this.
What about the evil dictators? Have you taken all them?
Dick Cheney? Cheney's 33.
Is he an evil dictator? Yes, he is.
Sure he was.
That's the first thing to come to mind, eh?
Dick Cheney. That was quick.
I was thinking Hitler. 33 presidents. Every president has a 33 connection right now, dating back to Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
Oh, okay, and before him, not so much? Did it change the numbers then, or are they 32s?
That's where the streak's broken.
Okay.
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson, he's kind of strange character as well. Like, he took over for JFK all of a sudden, and that was that. You know, brush your hands, and I'm the president now. And it was sort of just business as usual, and, you know, it's like...
And the JFK, lots of 33s in there, or is that more of a 22?
Oh, the whole Kennedy family's, all their stuff's 33.
That's right, yeah.
Robert Kennedy was assassinated. The name Kennedy equals 33 itself. It can also equate to 42, so it has that special numerology. Robert, the name Robert is a 33 name. He was assassinated on June 6th by Sirhan Sirhan. The name Sirhan equals 33, so you say it together two times, it equals 66. He assassinates him on June 6th, or 6-6. The brothers who died most recently in the ski accident and the cocaine overdose were both on dates with 33 numerology, which makes me think that those men did not die of a ski accident or a cocaine overdose. This is true for a lot of people. A lot of famous people from our history died on dates with numerology of 33, from people who are in Hollywood to presidents to Darwin to Einstein. I think a lot of these people, once they've served their fake purpose at the end of their life, essentially these people come back in and let them meet their maker.
Right.
So have you actually gone... No, you go ahead.
Yeah, no, I remember we were... Just something quick, but we were talking about, like, having said all these things, and it's like we... are not being told really what's going on. There's a mystery to life that will always be kept from us. We don't know. We're always just kept down here, and you're going to die, and you'll never know exactly what is going on really behind. There's much more to life than what they're saying to us. Like, there's more, you know, the universe and all these things and all this history that we're being fed, and it's not really true on the surface. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Right. Right.
And this is proof of that, isn't it?
It's a narrative to go through this life with.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So these elite people that are doing this, how many do they get? Do they come across all these numbers all the time? And like, they probably don't. They'd be more mundane than us, you know. Like they, I don't know how small their circle is up there, but there's only like, I think Jan Erik says like something like 15 families. You know, they get the newsletter of what's going on with them, and they're just gonna have regular dates. It'll be a little more boring in their world, in a sense.
Right.
As far as numbers, so maybe to make it more exciting for them, they just like doing this to us. Mm-hmm. They're making, whoever it is making all this happen for some reason.
Sure, yeah. They're
getting
terrible
kicks on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, just think about what we're aware of, the knowledge we have now at this point in life, and you look at all this. It's telling when you think about what they've done to us. It shows you how they think of us. They think we're stupid. They think they can put these images in front of us, treat us this way, and you know, just get away with it. And to their credits, they seem to be correct, but I'd like to think in my lifetime that will change. I don't know if it will, but I would really like to see.
Yeah, and like the whole Roswell, New Mexico, 1947, and you know, they have all the stories that are just, oh, you know, just wow, mind-blowing, like an explosion on TV, like this whole UFO landed in Roswell, you know, and then it's a weather balloon, and you know, they just make all these twisted things to make everyone think something, and you know, yeah. Like those dates must mean something too, like
right, yeah, have
for
you
sure.
Taken...
Well, the Roswell incident happened in the year 1947, so there's their year 47 again,
right?
And New Mexico is the 47th state.
Wow.
The word new equals 555. The word Mexico equals 33.
Wow.
And the Mexican-American War ended on February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. And the agreement that was signed, the peace treaty, I wish I had the name of it in front of me right now, but it has a 33 right in it. Just like so many things have 33 coded into it. In the United States, our national anthem is called the Star-Spangled Banner. What word stands out in that phrase?
Yes, right.
Spangled.
Yeah.
The word spangled equals 33.
Right.
And it's based on the poem, The Defense of Mark Henry. And I'm sure you're familiar with the two spellings of defense. One is with a C and one is with a S.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm speaking of? How these two variations of spelling the word defense?
Yeah, yeah.
If you spell it with a S, it equates to 31. If you spell it with a C, it equates to 33. And those are the ranging degrees of masonry. I don't think that's an accident.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's an insight into how they think. It shows you that maybe defense is very important to them.
Yeah, it brings me back to that movie sometimes, that Back to the Future that you pointed out, Ben, is there too, right? There's so many things in that too, like they, you know, all the UFO stuff and the Gray's Sports Almanac, and then they...
Yeah, they traveled in 1955 at 88 miles an hour. It takes 1.21 gigawatts. So, yeah, what is that, 11 times 11, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So when you throw a decimal in there, it's inconsequential, eh? It's just the total number. It's you can kind of skew it any way, I guess. It's sort of obvious. Do you think when they use lettering that we subliminally pick it up too? Like you do it with your conscious mind now, but do you think all of us might pick it up subliminally?
So let me give you two examples from my real life experience that just had me thinking that maybe this really does happen. My sister and her husband, ironically, both of their fathers have March 11th birthdays. And when they got married and were having their first child, they considered two names. It was going to be a boy, so they considered two names. The names were Jack and Sam. And Sam equates to 33. And Jack In numerology, if you convert the letters to numbers, equals 1, 1, 3, 11. So here's these two people with fathers with March 11th birthdays, and they have these two names that are very much associated with those numbers. So it just makes me wonder if maybe something is going on there. Also, just I like to play softball for fun, and a few years back I met a new teammate. I only played with him one season, and he wasn't the greatest ball player, but just when he got up to bat, something crazy would always happen in the field. It was like the fielder couldn't field the ball. They'd make a really bad throw. They'd make a really bad decision. It was like he couldn't get this guy out no matter what he did. He could hit a pop fly to the pitcher, and somehow he'd end up on third base, not out. And his name was Kenny. And I gave him the nickname Kenny Magic, and I didn't know anything about numerology or 33 or gematria or anything. But ironically, both the names Kenny and Magic both equal 33, and I just think about that now. I'm like, wow, was that guy channeling something? Was there something going on there? Did Kenny really have some magic going on? So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe we do, and maybe that's the reason that these elites – they hang on to these numbers and they put them before our eyes so much. Maybe it's the reason so many people are under the trance. I do not know.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
But it's obvious. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. The Washington Monument, the tall, skinny, white obelisk in Washington, D.C. is 555 feet tall. And it's just across from the Pentagon, this five-sided, five-floor, five-acre court in the middle. War Department, and the Iraq War, the most recent one, started exactly 555 days after September 11th, 2001, on March 20th, 2003, and 2 days later, on March 22nd, this number 322, which is associated with Yale's Skull and Bones, which George W. Bush, the president at the time, was a member of.
Yes.
Is when the Operation Shock and Awe of bombing of Baghdad was, which, you know, maybe that's the fakeology. I don't know. To me, it looked like they were really bombing that country, and I assume they did. But Baghdad's located right smack dab on the middle of the 33rd parallel.
Wow.
And I think that's a big part of the reason that they pick on that nation. When they captured Saddam Hussein, it was called Operation Red Dawn, named after the movie, and the phrase Red Dawn equals 33.
Yeah, and Zach, I like what you said earlier about the Washington Monument, about like it's 555, and also people don't know about the 111 feet that it goes down into the ground. So it's 666, right?
Right, so it's truly that tall.
Wow. I wonder what's down there. Like, there must be something going on. Like,
666.
You know?
You're right. And there's probably something etched down there. The truth's probably at the bottom of that post.
What about the Denver airport? What do you think of that?
So, I mean, the Denver airport to me is just the logical argument that I heard out there is, why did they build this airport? It was further away from the city. It had less runways. It was super expensive. It went way over budget. It took way longer than it was supposed to build. I mean, just why would you ever want to drive further to get to the airport? What's the point of that?
Right.
Yeah.
There was no safety issue. They'd had no problems with this other airport. And so you're building this airport further away that's less efficient with less runways. It just doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
So, and also at the time, they said that it was wired with more fiber optic cable than fiber optic cable was anywhere else in the world at the time. So it was ahead of its time. Why was there so much fiber optic cable needed for what's going on at the airport?
Right.
For the previous airport, you mean? Yeah.
What's this?
For the existing airport that had more fiber optics there?
This was the new one that they were building.
Oh, the newer one. I'm sorry. Things. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that there's definitely something else going on there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of strange things.
So, of course, the 555 is the famous phone number that is used in the movies.
Right. The word new equals 555.
Yeah.
The word new also, so it, when it's 555, it sums to 15. If you do it the larger method, new is one of these words that sums to 42. And when you think about our society, people are addicted to new, from material items to relationships, honestly.
Right. And what about the number 1500 appears in the media all the time? 1500? Is that
so that's the sum of 555?
Right, okay. That would explain
Skull and Bones The Skull and Bones fraternity allows 15 new members each year.
Well, John Kerry was part of that Skull and Bones, and he ran supposedly against George Bush. Remember that?
Right. Exactly. But
they were both friends. They were both friends. Yeah.
For me personally, in 2004, I didn't understand how everybody didn't wake up when that was in the mainstream press.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how what light bulbs aren't going off. If you have a nation of 300 million people and two people from the same small secret society, isn't that an insight into what is going on in your nation?
Yes, exactly. They're both sleeping together, these two. Like, come on.
John Kerry's just a stooge, and it was obvious that he ran to lose.
Yes.
He couldn't wait to concede.
Exactly. It's amazing, isn't it? Like, people don't see the stuff. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to see it, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, no, they don't. They're comfort. It's a comfort thing. Like, Banzer, I remember you saying that. Like, it's a comfort level that they don't want to tread onto. That's a whole different... No, that's, you know...
Here's a question from a fellow fakeologist. Also a fellow pod child, Johnny Clues from Johnny Clues Live. He asked to see if you have ever seen the video Secrets Hidden in Plain Sight.
Oh, you know, Ab just told me about this, and that's on my list of things to watch.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I checked out his website, but I haven't watched the video yet.
I'll have to check it out, too.
Do I remember that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys should check that out, though.
You
saw
that in the link?
The website's great.
There's no link there, but I'm sure Johnny will send it our way. There was a plain sight video. That was a 9/11 video, and I take it this is differently. It's Secrets Hidden in Plain Sight. PLAIN. The other one being PLANE. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Numbers. Oh, and Ab noticed, actually, after you finished speaking with him, that the record length, the whole show you did with him added up to like 1:33:355 or something.
Yeah, I think it was like 1:33:44 or something.
Yeah, when we're done, I'll make sure we got a good number and then I'll hit stop right there.
Yeah. We're at a pretty good one right now, but no, I want to keep going.
Yeah. Right on. Do you want to tell a little bit about what you spoke to us yesterday briefly about with the school that you contacted? Can you say that now, or do you want to wait?
Oh, you mean about the high school I went in was all coated with this Freemasonry stuff?
Well, the school you contacted, the Equals 33?
Oh, Hofstra.
Or both of them, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I was doing this research, and it just seemed like too much of a coincidence, because first I was researching Hofstra, and then I was researching the name Glazer. Just like I said yesterday, for anyone listening, the way I do my blog, because right now I realize it's very chaotic, I just kind of research as information comes across me now that I'm aware of this thing, and I plan to put it all in an organized fashion. But anyway, yesterday, for whatever reason, I was researching Hofstra, then I was researching this name Glazer, and then coincidentally I realized that this Professor Glazer was a higher-up in the Hofstra Law Department. So I thought, oh, what a weird coincidence. And so I just decided to shoot him an email. And I said, hi, I'm doing this research on 33. I realized that Hofstra equates to this. Your name equates to this. Do you know anything about Freemasonry or Gematria? I'd love to hear back from you. They quickly responded, and they said something to the effect of, ah, this is one of the best emails I've ever gotten. Would you learn about this?
Oh,
and I couldn't believe how quickly they responded this higher up, and I was thinking, wow. So I wrote back a longer email. I said, well, I started doing this research. I figured out this. And then they shot back another email right away. They said, I would like to interview you. And since saying they'd like to interview me, they asked me if I was on the East or West Coast. I gave them some details. I haven't heard back, so I don't know what's happened. I don't know if they're waiting to communicate with me, or if maybe someone said, maybe you shouldn't be talking to this person about this.
That's one of my guesses.
Yeah, that could be what happened. If I don't hear back from her, though, I'll do a follow-up email, because I really would like to hear what questions she wants to ask.
Yeah. They'll ban you for 33 years.
Seriously. Like O.J. Simpson's prison sentence.
Is that what it is?
Sacred Lord.
Yeah, his most recent case, he got a 33-year prison sentence. He had a 33-year attorney. That story's all full of 33, just like the first O.J. Simpson trial. The bodies for Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson were found on a date with a numerology of 33. The name Simpson equals 33. The car chase through Orange County. Orange is the only color that I know of that has 33 numerology. The thing is just all full of 33. The name Ron Goldman adds up to 113, that number 113.
Right.
The initials for Nicole Simpson are 14 plus 19, 33. There's just a lot of it there. And then his three attorneys. The three attorneys that O.J. Simpson had were Robert Shapiro, Robert Kardashian, and Johnny Cochran. What all three of those lawyer names have in common is they all sum to 74, which is the inverse of 47. And in my research, if I had to pick three numbers that seem to be the very most important to these people, it seems to be 33, 47, and 74. And there's some other numbers that deserve the credit too, but those three are there a lot. Right.
Wow.
They're like the Trinity.
Sure.
And that all goes back to the Bible. Very quickly, I can tell you some 74 words. First of all, if you read the final book of the Bible, Revelation, the numerology of Revelation is 49, but Revelation is coded with 7 and 4, 7 and 4, 7 and 4. And as I read it, it just makes me go, this has to be the reason this is the nation's birthday. And anyway, the word Jesus equals 74. The word cross equals 74. The word Lucifer equals 74. The word occult equals 74. In the United States, Oregon is the 33rd state, and the abbreviation for Oregon is OR. O plus R is 15 plus 18 equals 33. The sum of Oregon, the state, if you add that up letter for letter, equates to 74. And it's coded throughout. Those aren't the only examples. There's a million examples, but it's just so prevalent.
Right.
And that's just a good example of how it's coded just within our own state names.
What about the Beatles?
The Beatles. Here, let me do it real quick.
You don't want to know, Dusty. You don't want to hear.
First of all, I don't want to know.
The word the big way equals 33.
That's right.
It equals 15 the smaller way. Either way, it has a base numerology of 6. But Beatles is.
So B-E-A-T-L-E-S, right?
Yeah.
64. And that 64, I think, is an important number because 64 reduces to 10. On the number of spaces on a chessboard, it's an 8x8. It adds up to 64. And in chess is one of these things that's full of 33. The phrase checkmate equals 33. The pieces bishop and knight are 33.
Well, it's a song, When I'm 64, yeah, that's on right, yeah. Sgt. Pepper, right? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I think a lot of these numbers have meaning, but Beatles would be 33 plus 64 the big way, which is what, 97? So reduces to 16, reduces to 7. So it has a base numerology of 7.
Wow.
Interesting.
What about some of the fakery or the supposed dates when Paul McCartney died? Did you ever get into that stuff?
Sure. So, Paul? You know, I've heard the things about Paul McCartney, about how he came back taller and how that's the longest period where the Beatles didn't record. And it makes perfect sense to me. I mean, if he really died and they were as big as they were, they had to do something.
So were there any numbers in that?
You said, Banazir, remember you said he was a bit taller. Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah. He seems to be, if the photos
with
are...
regards to Paul McCartney, also, he was the person who presented the woman who survived the 33,330-foot fall with the Guinness Book of World Record Award. He handed her the plaque for surviving that fall.
Paul Is that McCartney. Right?
1985. True story.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I just got your thing up here on my tablet.
Yeah, and you just look at Paul McCartney. I mean, he's like a robot, and he's become a marketing machine, and he just seems like their perfect Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't create a lot of stir. You know, he was just going along with everything. And
sure,
you know,
I think the Beatles, though, they released their original album on March 22nd. That's pretty revealing to me. 3-2-2.
Right.
And
isn't that the Skull and Bones number two?
Yeah,
it is.
Right. Okay.
That's right. That is very interesting.
The Bible, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but if you go to Christianity.com, the Bible is credited, the Gutenberg Bible is credited with being printed on March 22nd.
Oh, well.
in the nation's history, the Stamp Act was passed on March 22nd, and the event that gave the nation its first identity, the Jamestown Massacre, that supposedly happened on March 22nd. And it's funny to look back at those stories now and think about them in light of 9/11, because the story of Jamestown Massacre is supposedly that every single person was murdered, and it was done by Native Americans. And the outcome of that was all these new publications came out about the evil savages and how the white man needed to exterminate the Indian race. And the word Indian itself, it equals 33, by the way. Indian.
Indian and India, or Indian... Oh, Indian Ocean.
Indian,
you
with an N, Indian, 33. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln seems to be like a big thing in the States. Like, he's always the... You know, the one that they refer to with all the free and the slaves, and you know, like, it's always his. He seems to be stands out a lot. You know, with the attention grabbing
numbers, yeah.
President.
Are there any numbers that link him with JFK?
Yeah.
What's his name? Have you ever seen the connections with all the things between Lincoln and Kennedy?
Yeah, from a numerology point of view, anything you found there?
It's not from a numerology, it's just from a words point of view. But right. And also in that regard, it would check out in terms of numerology because the words are equal.
Okay.
Right. I wonder how much of all that is accurate, or if it's some of it...
If a little bit of it's fudge, some of it might be fudge.
Well, I think both events were fudge.
It's still interesting.
Yeah. It's all too perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about Charles Manson and those murders he put his Klan up to?
Oh, sure. You know, I started to do a post on Charles Manson. And I never. It's all full of it. You know what's a really bad one is the Son of Sam killings in 1977, which the date he was arrested on and it came to an end was, of course, a date with 33 numerology. The word Sam itself equals 33. I have a long post on that. It documents this ongoing false reporting, just psychologically scaring people. Just so much stuff is coded with 33. Do you know who JonBenet Ramsey is?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The missing little girl. Her life number is 33. She's from Marietta, Georgia, which is on the 33rd parallel. The word Marietta equals 33. It makes me think some of these towns like Marietta, Georgia, where a lot of these false flag stories come out of, or fakeology stories, it makes me think that the police department there is like more equipped for putting out more of this propaganda. Maybe they have like a real strong basis there. That's why that's a good community to go to for these false stories.
Sandy Hook must have quite a bit of linkage to numbers.
Sure, Newtown equals 33. The first parents to come out and speak were Robbie Parker. The name Robbie equals 33. So does the name Parker.
Yeah, he's a real character. That guy, he's a terrible actor.
Sure. The coroner or the medical examiner said that every single child was shot between 3 and 11 times. Here's these numbers: 3, 11.
Right.
Since the beginning of my blog, if you go back to my earliest post before I figured out the Gematria thing, I saw the connection in history between 33 and 3, 11 because it was just coming up in all these events. And now that I can decode things, it's really prevalent. It's insane how often they do it. The name Star Wars equals 119, 119. The name George Lucas equals 113.
Wow.
And then you just think of that name Lucas in numerology, the Pythagorean method. Like I said before, the letters C, L, and U all reduced to 3. So the name Lucas starts off with 333.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
AS is 1-1. So it's like 33311.
Just so you know, it is 9:11 p.m. West Coast time.
Ooh, it is. Go ahead. Snapshot.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that out there for all the fakeologists and Ab, of course. Ab's wonderful site, fakeologist.com.
Speaking of fakeology, there's an ongoing fakeology story right now. And it's the missing Malaysian plane.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And that story has – a lot of people in my life who at first thought I was kind of off my rocker, they've been following what I've been posting about that, and that's given more credibility to them.
Okay, good.
I've dug up these old articles. that the only reason I found them is because CNN and these other news agencies will bring them up. They'll say, oh, it's like this. So I go back and look at that incident, and it's as full of 33 as this current one. So it just shows you. And it's even more blatant. Like in one of them, they were supposed to land on runway 33 at some airport 33 minutes into the flight. And you're reading this and you're going,
wow.
God, how didn't people catch on to this 30 years ago? Because this story I'm talking about right now is from the year 1977.
Or even 33 years
and,
ago.
And they've just been doing this for so long. It's astonishing. And I guess it even what it makes me wonder is, how did I go on for so long without seeing just how prevalent this is?
Well, that's the thing. It's not meant to be seen. You're just kind of just flashing these stories day after day, and you're not, you know, it's like, you know, we talked about this before, Ben, is there about subconscious levels, and you're picking it up without knowing you're picking this up on a different level where you're not supposed to be aware, but it's working in different ways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. I just don't know, but whatever they're doing, it's selling you to, you know, message, like it's like watching a commercial, and you're picking up all these messages, and you don't know. Yeah, but when you actually look into it now, that Zach, now that you're researched it, now you see, now you're seeing it with your eyes now instead of just an invisible subconscious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I think what I found, I feel like there's a real value to it. I feel like if I can get people to understand that this is real, right, they can use this tool and it can really help you because you can see what you're being hoaxed with.
Yeah, it's a great step forward for a lot of people, hopefully. Yeah. If I told you the number 6 million, what comes to mind for you first?
6 million. So that's on my blog. I mean, I have a post about that. That's the number of Jews that supposedly died in the Holocaust.
That's right.
And the Holocaust is another word that equals 33 and was being written about by the New York Times, which was established September 27th, 1851. You sum that date, it adds up to 33. Can I call you? Can we disconnect for just 5 minutes? Can we take a break?
Sure, we can.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. No worries.
We could take it from here.
Sure, yeah.
So, what's 1 plus
that was
2?
That was great when you mentioned that 6 million, because it's like, yeah, of course, like the Jews, right? Like, that number is so, like, how accurate is that number?
It
like,
seems
just,
to be, yeah, the most powerful number you can throw at somebody. 6 million!
That's a lot of people! Yeah, it's just, oh, look what happened to this culture, you know? It's like, yeah,
did 6 million people even die in World War II?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Well, what's the official figure? Somewhere in the tens of thousands? Tens of millions, pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's more.
Forgot to carry the zero.
I mean, if it's just, yeah, I think there's more, you know, I guess supposedly the story is the soldiers. There's more soldiers died trying to kill Hitler than there was the victims. You know what I mean? Like, they don't go on about that. Like, what about all these guys that they sent, all these slaves, these poor guys that went over there to fight for something and lost their lives because of it.
If they don't go in, yeah, you lose your freedom. Yeah, that's the.
That's right, and it's all the big team, right? Rah, 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 America, and even Canada. You know, they all joined. And
hi, guys, I'm back.
Hey, no problem.
So just as a heads up, I have 25 minutes, and then I have to run. Is that okay?
Oh, that's perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, great.
That's not a very good number to give us, but. You could have said like 23.
I should have said 26. 26. I think is a good one.
Okay, we'll make it 26.
Well, maybe not. You know, that was the number of kids supposedly killed at Sandy Hook also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So back to, 6 million. Are there any...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So where that comes from is that comes from, I believe, the Talmud and... For essentially the Jewish people to reclaim Israel, 6 million people need to be sacrificed, is my understanding of where that number comes from.
And that's written
in
the Talmud.
Written about, are you guys aware that number was being written about in the decades even before World War I?
Thanks to your blog. Oh. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was being written about in newspapers decades before. So this number was being programmed into people's minds the same way images of 9/11 were being programmed into our heads. And right. The word Holocaust was used before the actual event happened by more than a decade by the New York Times, and I believe also the paper out of Georgia.
Is that right? Because I thought
yeah,
that the
word Holocaust, Orthodox Jews don't use the word Holocaust because what it means is burnt animal sacrifice to the gods, and you have to ask yourself why anyone would ever choose such a word. Why would you want to remember the tragedy against your people as the burnt animal sacrifice to the gods?
Right.
Wow. And it equals 33. So to me, that's why the word was used.
That's really cool.
Because I thought they didn't go with the word Holocaust until like the 70s. I thought it was the final solution. For years and years, and
no, the word Holocaust predates.
But I just from what I understood is the TV series The Holocaust gave that name its power, but that came out the year I was born, so I can't vouch for it.
Makes sense,
right? Okay,
I just think about in hindsight what they did to us just before 9/11. Growing up as a young teenager, you know, we got the World War II Saving Private Ryan movie just in the years before 9/11 that really got a lot of us thinking like, oh my, you know, it just got those patriotic juices flowing and thinking, wow, some people really went through some stuff. And
yeah, we got the war coming. Yeah, another war.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And how selfless you should be even during war. You know, you send in a bunch of guys to save one guy, and how many did they lose along the way and that kind of thing.
Right. So, you know, I went in and I looked into D-Day, and it makes me think, oh, you know, it just looks sick. The general that Hitler assigned to guard the beach on that day has a 33 name. He was sent there for this specific mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me bring up a lot of thoughts. It's like, did it happen as it was reported?
Oh, shoot.
You know what, you guys? I'm sorry. They're calling me back, which probably means they need me right now.
Yeah, you got to go to work.
Can we cut it short tonight, and can we finish up again?
Sure, we can talk anytime.
All right. Sure. Yeah, sorry, guys. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Don't be sorry.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Wow, he's a real wealth of information, isn't he?
Sure, I think he's just said too much. They've just hauled him right out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Really, eh?
Well, I think we should wrap it up. It's been recording for 1:33. Well, it'll probably be something like an hour show. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind. Sorry for the delay at the beginning there with my warbly thing. These repeaters just couldn't handle it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going still, but I switched up my... I didn't have to shut everything down. I just switched up my options for my...
Okay. Yeah. So we might have two recordings after all?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Good. Maybe it works better that way. I don't know.
Okay. Unless anyone wants to call in and extend the call, you can contact me, Banazir2980 on Skype. Or we'll just hang it up and call it a night.
Sure. It's been a great show, as always, and always enjoy this. We talk every day. I mean,
sure, yeah.
Some of our lunch chats are really good.
Talk about, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and going into some of those discussions, like Vancouver, how we talk about Vancouver, like it's, man, you know as well as I do, like, I don't feel... It's a strange beginning of summer this 2014 season this year, because it just seems so... Vancouver is just getting hit so hard. Mm-hmm. You know? Just the gas prices,
Oh, this transportation tax they want to add in something like 10 years that they're not being clear on. Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how. What is it? $1.55 a liter? Like when I just can't believe that. Like 5 cents in 2 days. Like 55. Come on. It was $1.50, and I'm thinking, oh my god, $3 for 2 liters of gas. Like, where is this going, folks? Like, come on. How are we going to be able to afford this?
I was going to say, do you think they put the numbers into the gas prices too? But that's all it is a number. And the decimal point, it's just. I don't know if it equals a funny number or nothing, but
It's just that, man. They
it's
make
all a form of control to subdue us.
Control.
Yeah,
just they'll get you out of your car and get into the green initiative. I swear, all this stuff is
it's very
all part
disheartening,
of
it. Though, isn't it? It just seems
it
sort
is.
Of, it seems like a downer
really
right
is.
Now in Vancouver. It's very
big time. Yes,
and
you feel it. I know you do.
And it's a little overcast for the last couple of weeks too. It hasn't been much of a warm summer, so
it's like
global,
we are the guinea
global warming's
pig
not
city
helping.
For. Yeah, it's like we're the you know the test tube. Of the cities of Canada right now,
Well, we get the first highest gas price, don't we? It comes.
It is just
it starts
here
and it moves across. Yeah,
the cost of living is just outrageous. Like, how do they expect people to even manage? Like, come on, it was already hard as it was. Now it's just like
that's why we want to wake people up to this. Maybe we can put a stop to it. Like, it's all happening right in front of us. We're letting it happen.
Wouldn't that be nice if, like, we were talking about nobody goes to work the next day? Tomorrow, nothing. Nobody goes. Everyone just stays home. There's no businesses. There's nobody getting gas. Nobody doing nothing. You know, like, it's just, it has to be so much growth going on. We have to have all this going on, and it's just.
Yeah. Like, all right. Should we give some shout out thanks?
Sure.
That's your department.
Some thanks. Chris Kendall's show was pretty good last.
I have to listen back over to it. Yeah, it was a good one.
Not too bad. And yeah, he had some neat things. He always discusses, you know, about lots of different worldly things. And Johnny Clues has come back, which is some really good shows he's got posted on the AB site there. And of course, the one and only Aberrato, he's, you know, without him. You know, I don't know what we would be right now. You know,
I was thinking about that the other day. Would we have even started this broadcast? Yeah, where would we be now?
He's just, we owe him a lot as far as, you know, just getting stuff out there. He's such a wonderful resource. You know, he's just gone above and beyond. And he's allowing us to, you know, encouraging everyone to get shows.
And letting us broadcast on his...
He's really nice.
Fakeologist.com stream. So.
Yeah, so fakeologist.com, I highly recommend it to everyone. And I do work, if anybody gives me any kind of sign of any kind of statement they'll make about any of this direction, I'll always say fakeologist.com. You should go there.
Imagine there.
And you can look up some stuff. I always recommend that site. So
good
on you, Ab, and I always listen to you. And you got some really number one fans here, as well as many others. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, of course, to Hoi Polloi, Simon Shack, and everybody.
Yes,
at the Clues Forum. It's always good to read, and everybody's doing their part. So,
trying,
doing what we can.
And you just got to talk and get it out there. And Zach, thank you for coming on, and I'd love to talk to you again. And great, great guest tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Zach from freetofindtruth.blogspot.ca
or .com. The numbers master. Yeah. The numbers master.
Wonder if that equals a funny number there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And
Friday tomorrow, everybody enjoy their weekend coming. And
thank you. One more day. Okay. Thanks, Dusty.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night. P.S. to my lovely wife, Rose. Even when you're a 9, dress down as a 3. Good night, everybody.